Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two.
Start the show.
One.
Hey, hey, it is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Can you guys hear me okay?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm wearing Libby Lou's Shopkins headphones, and it sounds like I'm talking into a bag of marshmallows.
It's a fantastic look for you.
Well, it matched my outfit.
All right.
Looks like Bubblicious.
I feel Bubblicious. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show, hanging out with my buddy Hoss.
Yay!
My buddy the No Limit Honky.
Hey, Kelly!
And producer Gary.
Hello!
And it's my birthday!
Hooray!
Now, I don't know about you guys, but I love birthdays. Even though I'm getting up there in age, I don't, you know, it doesn't bother me. And I celebrate my birthday all weekend long. And so I think that as you get older, birthdays are about little things. And so on Friday night, we went to this outdoor ice rink with like a restaurant. It was out in Grafton.
Yeah,
the kids went ice skating. My friend Kathy brought me a cookie cake, which is like one of my favorites. My friend Donna took me out on Saturday night. My friend Jody got me like this little cute lip gloss. And then I woke up this morning and looked in the mirror and found a gray hair.
Oh.
And I went and found a Sharpie, and I colored that son of a bitch so quick.
I gave up on that a long time ago.
I'm like, who has time to go to a salon whenever I got a Sharpie? I just all the way down to the end of my hair. And another really exciting thing that happened over my birthday weekend is the Kelly Mano Show is now officially published on iTunes.
Yes.
Hooray.
You would think that would be pretty easy to do, but
no.
It is a process, let me tell you. And so for my birthday, there's only one thing I want. You know, I'm not on Facebook anymore, so people can't, you know, tell me happy birthday there. The best thing that they can do is, does Honky have a microphone?
He does not, but I can give him one.
Okay. Why do I need one?
God, my neighbors are calling cops. All right, I didn't know how many we had in here.
You told me.
I did. I told you to.
Three.
So the iTunes thing is really exciting, and they've got this rating system where you can go on and rate the show.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, if you get a lot of ratings quickly, you get on this list. It's like a bestsellers list for. It's like books have a bestseller list.
Sure.
And iTunes has something called like new and noteworthy. So, Gary, what are people saying about the show on iTunes? Give me two reviews that we've heard so far.
The show is always funny, sometimes informative.
When?
And
have we ever been informative?
So we are now TMZ.
Right. Yeah. And touching.
Or Inside Edition.
And even better, you occasionally get a guest squeal from Piggy Smalls.
Aww,
yes.
They love
it. I recommend the show. I recommend the show for lots of laughs on Monday mornings.
Aw, thank you. Let me hear one more.
My 14-year-old son and I love listening to Kelly on the way to school. She finds humor in everyday life. I find myself still smiling throughout the day when I think of something that I heard on the show.
That is amazing.
That's
so
awesome.
So 5-star reviews across the board. So far, I'm waiting for some a-hole to come.
Well,
and give
I'll
me
drag
one.
You down. Don't worry.
Thanks, Hoss.
Yeah, you forget, my day job, I do a whole lot of stuff with surveys and NPS scores and things like that. And I'll give you an 8. Eight out of 10.
Give me
you know.
A break. So if you want to give me a gift for my birthday, go to iTunes.com. Actually, I think from your phone, you go to your iTunes store.
Yep.
And you just Google Kelly Mano or the Kelly Mano Show. And then you give me 5 stars. And then you say why you like the show. And then we move up that little list. And then,
Tis the season.
Speaking of tis the season. Now, Honky, I know that you didn't get it because you are not in town.
I don't get very much.
Well, did you guys all get the Mano family Christmas card over the weekend?
I got it on Saturday.
Yeah? So what did you think? Did it live up to the hype?
It was pretty awesome.
It was pretty awesome?
I was with my girlfriend when the mail came, and she opened it up, and she's like, she loves the new Vacation movie, and she likes the old ones, too.
I'm going to pass it over to Honky.
But it
right
took
now.
Her a minute, and I was like, Christmas Vacation, that's awesome.
So I had been bragging on our Christmas card all year long, a couple weeks here now. And so what we did was we recreated the scene from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation where the cops come in and,
Tell
everybody to freeze. And what's the girl's name?
The daughter or the mom?
No, the mom.
Well, Beverly D'Angelo is
correct.
Her real name.
What's her character name?
Is it Elaine?
Elaine.
No.
And she calls?
I thought it was Ellen.
It is Ellen.
And she's grabbing her honey Sparky by the junk. And so, Jimmy, was this your favorite shoot we've ever done?
The most action I've had in years.
Was that a, you know, I mean, I like a lot of people are saying, Honky, go ahead and read the well wish we put at the bottom of the card.
The Mano family, this season, may your heart be as full as your shitter.
Awesome.
That's pretty great.
So I've had a couple of family, not family members,
you can't
but
put that on the fridge.
Exactly. They're
shut
like,
up.
They said,
shut up. Shut up. Like your kid hasn't seen the movie. Shut up.
They said, we like the card, but we're not going to hang it up. And, well, I mean,
you know what that person gets next year? A Christmas card that looks like a bag of dicks.
All right. This show has gone off the rails. We're going to.
That happened 16 weeks ago. What are you talking
Everybody
about?
Else got candy canes. Guess what you got?
Stop. And so, but that's fine with me. Some people might not want to hang this up in front of their kids. Now, see, our kids are so cool. They can like roll with anything. So just like, you know, if they hear a song that's got a bad word in it, they know that they can't repeat it.
Right.
So just like they know that we don't normally take pictures of mommy grabbing daddy by the junk.
Sure.
And that it's just for fun. It's for a movie. And
kids get it. Kids are smart.
They totally get it. And they haven't even thought twice about it.
Well, I don't think they necessarily saw where your hand was during the shot.
But they've seen the card.
They've seen the card, but I mean, as it happened, I don't think they
no.
were aware of it.
And they might have been a little bit of giggling if there was.
Yeah, I mean, they're cool kids. They.
I got to give a shout out to the whoever was in charge of costuming. Because
that would be me.
Rocky's sweater that's like my focal point. It's fantastic. It's like, it's rusty.
Yeah,
it's
fantastic. It totally is.
And he has on a turtleneck underneath, which is his sister's, and that made him so mad. We had to
fantastic.
Turn it inside out. So what I'll do is later today on the Kelly Mano Facebook page, I will post a picture of our Christmas card. We've been hiding it from everybody until everybody got theirs. So if you go to the Kelly Mano Facebook page later today, you can check it out on there. And you can also check out, we posted a video. We said last week that we were going to dress producer Gary as a life-size elf on the shelf and sneak him into people's homes and set him on their shelves, which turned into just getting Rocky's nearly entire hockey team. Mm-hmm. And so did you have a chance to see the video?
Oh, I did.
Were you amazed at how many kids were perfectly fine with a grown man being in their house?
Yes and no. I mean, kids are so desensitized nowadays.
Yes.
What I thought was funnier was, because I think everyone on Rocky's team is of that age where you have to be cool 24 hours a day. You cannot, like, you can't break mold at all.
No.
And there's so many kids who had that initial shock and then snapped right back into, no, man, I'm good.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And so, well, like his buddy Frankie, we call him Frank the Tank on the hockey team. He walks in, and the poor kid, he had a concussion, which is why he was wearing sunglasses at night.
Right.
So he walks around the corner, and there's a large grown man in an elf costume sitting on his living room couch. And Gary says to Frankie, "Hi." And Frankie looks right at him and goes, "Hi."
Yeah, that's awesome.
No other response?
No. I said, no. Rocky, if you ever come home and find a grown man on our couch
in a onesie
and you say hi to him, you are grounded forever.
Yeah.
You know, because if I come home and somebody's in my house, I'm either swinging or running, depending on how close
sure.
the door is. You know, I mean, if they're close to me, I'm swinging. And if they're not, then I'm running. And there was like none of that.
No.
You know,
it was, I mean, yeah, it's a little disconcerting to think that your kid could come home and see a grown man sitting dressed like an elf on a shelf and just have a reaction like,
hi,
it's Tuesday.
Well, ever since Fred Rogers, you know, there's...
Right.
The kids aren't safe anymore.
No, for true.
All right, it is the Kelly Mano Show. It's the birthday edition. We'll be right back.
The Kelly Mano Show. Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy. Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Go, 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 Charlie. It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's
Hoss,
your birthday.
You seem like you have something to say.
I do. I think we may have addressed my lack of hip hop ability to pick hits before.
Yeah.
I worked at Interscope when this song came out.
Yeah.
And first time they played it for us, I was like, this is awful.
I'm with you. I think
how is this ever going to be a hit?
No. This is a terrible song, and I think 50 Cent is a terrible rapper.
And I refused to cover the first leg of 50 Cent shows.
Yeah.
Because they wanted us all to wear bulletproof vests. Because this was right in the middle of the 50 Cent Ja Rule beef.
Oh, yeah.
And there was like, no one's going anywhere with 50 unless you're wearing a bulletproof vest. And I was like, how about I'm just not going anywhere with 50?
Dude, he's been...
Well, bulletproof or not, like, I'm still a 7 foot tall guy. I'm a huge target.
Dude.
I'm not going. No.
Well, he's been hit with a few shells, but he don't walk with a limp. I mean, but
you just,
I know I timed it out
perfect.
Listen, I know my rap. I don't like 50 Cent at all, but it's my birthday, so I will play his stupid song.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
Does he have 50 cents?
I've got a 50 cent hoodie that
was
sold in stores.
Does he have 50 cent? 50 cent is more than 50 cents.
I've also got his horrible Xbox game.
So I said it was my birthday. Honky, you have a list of celebrities that share my birthday with me. I think it's pretty boring.
Yes.
But we're going to read them off real quick.
Kelly Mano, you share celebrity birthdays with Samuel L. Jackson.
Hell yes!
Oh, God.
Kiefer how is that? Wait. Pause. What? How is that lame?
I get my really old black guys confused. Like him and like Morgan Freeman and the guy that kissed me on stage right. at NBC. Who
David
is
Alan
it?
Greer?
Yes.
David Alan Greer is no Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel, have you seen any movie?
Yes.
Oh. He's the black guy in it.
Snakes
well,
on the plane.
I know he's
yeah.
good.
Oh, God.
He's
Star
good.
Wars?
Star Wars, yeah.
What else?
Listen, I can only handle talking about Star Wars.
Pulp
for
Fiction?
One. I've never seen Pulp Fiction.
Oh, my God.
I'm fixing that.
I'm fixing that. I don't watch movies.
You need to see Pulp Fiction.
I hate movies.
Here's what we'll do. We're going to watch that while eating caramels.
Stop it.
Oh, yes.
Honky, keep going down
that
the list.
Part two of my Christmas present to you.
I thank you. We won't talk about that on the air. Honky, keep going down the list. Who else shares a birthday with me?
You are also celebrating a birthday with 48-year-old Kiefer Sutherland.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
How could you be ashamed to have a birthday with Jack Bauer?
Are you climaxing right now?
Jack Bauer.
Okay. That was like 10 years ago.
Jack Bauer came back this year.
Okay, whatever.
You were also celebrating your birthday with one of the Duggars.
That's
kids.
Awesome.
Oh, who
one
cares?
Of them, I don't know. One of them is 21. Ray Romano's 58.
Oh, I know who that is. And I like him.
Everybody loves Raymond.
A
fellow IO alumni, as well as myself, Mr. Andy Dick, is 40.
Oh,
that dude
guy.
Is crazy.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, well, technically.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
Yeah. Now, is there anybody else?
And Jane Fonda, 77.
Oh, God. Oh. Really stupid people. what?
Half that list is an all-star list.
I know, but I wanted, like, Madonna and, like, Katy Perry.
Hey,
I got Katy Perry. Katy Perry and I share.
Hang on. You share a birthday with Nick Lachey.
Oh, that's awesome. Are you serious?
No, I'm making that up. I'm just trying to show you the
suck.
Difference.
Yeah. Hey, so last week on the air, I gave away producer Gary's phone number. And
mistake.
And I asked people.
Cell number or home number?
His cell number.
How many pics of male genitalia did you get?
Well, I was thinking because I'm not on Facebook anymore that people might want to tell me happy birthday. So I gave out his phone number on the air. And I'm almost scared to ask because if nobody called him, I'm going to feel like a really big loser. But did you get any phone calls for my birthday?
Yeah. Well, now, granted, the checks have gone out. So your bank account may be a little light.
Shut up. Did you pay people?
You know, you still have enough to pay me this week, so it's all okay. Right. But no, we got 22.
Oh, hooray. My God.
That's awesome.
That's good. Well, we should probably play a couple of them and, like, maybe toss a couple in every. Now, did you get any genitalia pictures or late night heavy breathers?
No.
Okay.
Wow, you lucked out.
Well, you know, your number's still on the last podcast, so if anybody wants to
that's
jump
true.
In on that, why don't you
well,
take your.
Save for posterity.
And I'm still charging my battery on my phone, so it's not too late for me to send in something.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You're here, Honky.
Here, just go ahead.
Stop! Oh, no, I thought you meant to tell me happy birthday, not a wiener picture.
That's what you wanted.
God, I need to pay closer attention to these conversations. So go ahead and take the phone over to Honky and play me like one or two messages. And then I'm going to play my favorite Christmas song that I played last week. And then we will talk about the big movie weekend that happened over the weekend.
All right. Let's see. We will go with this one. I'm going to put myself on.
Do I know all of these people or are some
yes.
of them like listeners? Okay.
Someone just said happy birthday, put the lotion in the basket. You don't know who they are.
Hey, Kelly, it's Jess, you know, the one with the booty. Hi, Jess. Just calling to wish you a happy birthday. I hope you have the best day ever. And hope all your dreams and wishes of a big booty come true. I know you got the, you know,
butt pads.
Fake booty pads there, but you know, it works. You can pull it off. So just remember, I don't have your boobs, so I'm kind of jealous of you. So anyway, I hope you have a really great day. Happy birthday. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you, Jess. Jess has been on the show several times. Go ahead and play one more. Since we have so many, we're going to have to buzz through some of these.
All right. We'll just go with this one here.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
That's happy Julian
birthday
Ruby.
To you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kelly. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Kelly, from
So that is my very best friend, Julie, who lives out in Arizona. And it's it's hard when you grow up with somebody together and then you live apart and you have to raise your kids apart. But I have to say, Julie does such a fantastic job of staying in my life and my kids' lives. And I'm going out to see her and little Ruby in a couple of months. So
what part of Arizona?
Tempe. She was a big piano player down here at the Big Bang on the Landing.
Yeah.
And she was the only girl that worked there for like the longest time because she's like a musical genius. And then they sent her out to open one out in Arizona.
Oh, cool.
And I think it eventually closed down with some of the other ones, but she's still out there and she's married and she has a baby. And I'm so excited. But not as excited as some of you who went to the movies over the weekend. I need to take a moment to collect myself before I let you dork out over Star Wars.
Nerdgasm?
Yeah, a nerdgasm. So we're going to take a minute because this is really the last weekend that I can play Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo.
It really is.
You know, I can't play it for New Year's. And this is the last show before Christmas, so we're going to listen to a little Mr. Hanky.
I'm down with that.
And then we're going to come back and talk about the big movie weekend.
We've all heard of Rudolph and his shiny nose. And we all know Frosty, who's made out of snow. But all of those stories seem kind of gay. 'Cause we all know who brightens up our holiday. Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Poo. Small and brown, he comes from you. Sit on the toilet, here he comes. Squeezing tween your festive buns. A present from down below. Spreading joy with a howdy ho. He's seen the love inside of you. 'Cause he's a piece of poo. Sometimes he's nutty, sometimes he's corny. He can be brown or greenish brown. But if you eat fiber on Christmas Eve, he might come to your town. Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Poo. He loves me, I love you. Therefore, vicariously, he loves you.
I can make a Mr. Hanky too.
This is my favorite part.
Well, Kyle, where is he? He's coming. Come on, dude, push.
To your sphincter, and he won't drop off, and so you shake your ass around, try to get it to drop in the toilet, and finally it does. Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Poo. When Christmas leaves, he must leave too. Brush him down, but he's never gone. His smell and his spirit linger on.
Hi-ho! So there's Mr. Hanky for you. Yeah. One more time.
Mr. Hanky is one of my favorite Christmas traditions.
Right?
Unlike that bullcrap Elf on the Shelf, which is a made-up tradition.
I know, right? There's so a lot dumb of stuff that comes in, you know, as time goes on that us parents have to kind of keep up with. But, you know, aside from Christmas stuff, it was a huge weekend over... It was a huge box office weekend for the movies. Now, I told you guys, I don't like to go to movies. There's something in my nature that I cannot sit still for 2 hours. So I see maybe three movies a year, and I only go because they've got these new lay-down theaters where you can sit in the recliners.
Yep.
Game changer, right?
Yep.
So my friend Donna calls me and says, what are you doing the Saturday night of your birthday? And I'm like, nothing. She's like, well, let me take you to a movie. And I'm like, okay, awesome. So I know that you guys would not have pegged me to see this, but on Saturday night, Donna and I went and we saw Sisters with Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. That movie, talk about the worst timing to ever open a movie. Like, how happy would you be? Like, hey, guys, we're going to put out your movie. It's awesome. This is coming out December 18th.
Well, and I have to say that the Tina Fey, Amy Poehler movie, hysterical.
One step above, straight to DVD.
I was not. No, it's not. You're wrong.
Not because of the movie, because of the release date.
No, well, I was not.
When that movie makes $14 this weekend, you'll know why.
I was not expecting much. I thought, it's another, SNL, group of guys, and it'll be funny. It'll take my mind. But I laughed so hard. I thought I was going to cry.
It looks funny.
It was hysterical.
That's definitely right up your alley, Kelly.
Oh, yeah. And we were trying to get into the movie theater, and there's this big line. And I'm like, what is this line
not
here
for?
For no. They had a Life 2 R2-D2 up there going, be-do-do-be-do-do, like making noises and spinning around. And it was a line to take a picture with him. I'm like, hey, can we walk around this crap? Because we're not here for this. And I was gonna go see Star Wars, but then I remembered that I have sex, and so I thought I'll just go see this. Listen, I'm just kidding. I kid.
I know.
So listen, I am gonna kick my feet up for like 5 minutes, and I'm gonna let you Hoss dork out about Star Wars.
All right.
Gary. Now, you know what? Actually, I can ask a couple questions about this,
because
this had a lot of the old characters in it, right?
Absolutely.
So like Princess Leia was in there?
Yep.
Did she wear the gold bikini?
No.
Did she wear the buns?
She is considerably older. Not the buns. Like, there were obviously, like, some crazy hairdos for her. Like, they're still throwing back to, like, she still has outlandish stuff. But it's toned down a little bit. She has matured.
Was Chewbacca in it?
Yes.
Was Yoda in it?
Yoda died in Return of the Jedi.
Oh, he did? Mm-hmm. I was going to ask if anybody croaked in this one.
Spoilers?
I'm not going to say if anyone dies.
Why?
Because that would be what we like to call a spoiler.
You people are so gay. Because the movie's already out, though.
Right.
But not everybody has seen it.
Oh, it's been sold out a lot.
Does Chewbacca die? Oh, were there any Ewoks?
No.
Damn it. Okay. Honky, are you interested in Star Wars?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I'm going to hand this over to Gary. You two, set a timer, Honky. They have 5 minutes to dork out on Star Wars. Ready? Go.
Begin.
So let's first of all correct Kelly about this being a big box office thing. This is far beyond box office. This is like worldwide phenomenon,
exactly.
The fact that there's Star Wars makeup, Star Wars food, Star Wars everything right now.
There's also New Kids on the Block everything.
Right. Now so anyway, let's talk about something that lasted longer than 5 years of people's lives. The movie, without spoiling anything, for Star Wars fans, hardcore ones like me who've already seen it 3 times, and the people who are just... grew up in the 70s and 80s with the original trilogy.
That's me.
The movie's exactly what you want it to be. It does a very good job of bridging the gap of where we left off in 1983 with Return of the Jedi. And now it does a great job of bridging the gap of the last, what's supposed to be 20 years of this universe. And it also simultaneously gives you a reason to have an interest in the new cast that's in. Because for people mine and Gary's age, the appeal is not only that it's a new Star Wars, it's we get to see all the people we grew up with. We get to see Han Solo and Princess Leia and all these people. But that they're not going to carry the torch forward. It's going to be about this new cast. And they do a very good job of handing that off so that you have a reason to care about these new kids who are brilliant in the movie. It sets the chess pieces in line for the next two movies, which, not that I'm counting, but 519 days until the next Star Wars movie.
Oh, my gosh. There's more?
Oh, yeah, there's two more.
Two
well,
more.
Yeah. There's more than two. Well. There's two more saga movies as far as Episode 8 and 9. There's also going to be Star Wars Rogue One, which comes out next year, I believe, which is between episodes 3 and 4. It is the story of the rebels getting the plans for the Death Star.
Right.
Then there's going to be a standalone Boba Fett movie. Then there's going to be a standalone Han Solo movie, I believe.
Obviously, so with a younger version of Han
correct.
Solo.
Yeah, right. They're going to start doing one-offs.
Okay. 30 seconds.
Anything else?
Do you have any questions for Haas?
No, not really.
Are you going to go see it?
I am going to go see it. I'll be honest. I'm going to wait a couple
of
weeks.
And here's the last thing I will say. I'm dating a girl right now who has a 10 and 11-year-old. 11-year-old boy and a 10-year-old girl. Who had never seen any of the Star Wars movies. So in the last few months leading up to Star Wars coming out, we showed them the original 6 movies.
Yeah.
And being able to take a kid to Star Wars now.
Was that fun?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Being able to see... especially the 11-year-old boy, like, react the way I did when I was a kid seeing the movies. Like, I'm not going to lie. Thursday night, when that opening scene hit and that song hit in the theaters, I cried a little bit.
They played 50 Cent in the...
Correct, okay. Yes. It's the new theme to Star Wars. Like, when that Star Wars theme hit and, like, and you see it on the screen, like, I cried a little bit.
I know, like, exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
And it, you know, for the adults, it's going to make you feel like you're a kid again. And if you have a chance to take a kid and just see them light up and, like, all the excitement of, like, all the people that you, like, played with the toys of as a kid and all this, like, it's so amazing. And the movie is done well. It is not like the prequels where everything was computer generated. When there's a cup on a desk, it's actually a cup on a desk.
You can hold it and touch it.
Like, and that was the biggest complaint with the prequels was like,
yeah.
It seemed like you were watching 4 people in front of a blue screen for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And this is not that. Like, when they're on the Millennium Falcon, they're actually on a physical set, just like in the old movies. And, like,
yeah.
It has that old feel to it of the 80s
movies. J.J. Abrams did it, right?
Yes.
Now, I haven't seen the movie, and obviously it's a big deal, so Honky should probably find a nice woman that wants to go.
Right.
So if we, you know, and I'm battling testicular cancer.
Right.
I got one of my nuts removed a couple of months ago.
There you go.
So I'm thinking maybe if there's a woman that would want to go with Honky to go see the movie, maybe I'll pay it. She just has to understand that my lightsaber works off of one battery right now.
Perfect.
And
well,
preferably she doesn't have too much force with her, if you know what I mean.
Honky is a good-looking single man.
Yeah.
And if you're interested, just email me, heykelly@kellymano.com. I have to approve all of your dates.
Absolutely.
You always have. Yeah. I mean, how long are you in town for if somebody wants to take you out?
Until Saturday, January 2nd.
All right. Well, Haas, I'm glad you got to go, and I'm glad you got to take Tori's kids.
Because
I know what that's like. And seeing anything through the eyes of a kid is awesome.
Yeah.
And you're going to find that it doesn't end there. Like, when you find something that you are really passionate about in your kids, you know, or your girlfriend's kids, or any kids that you're close with, nieces or nephews, follow in that. It does. It really, you know, I had this experience about 2 weeks ago when Lucy came up to me with no prompting or prodding for me. Talk about a tear in my eye.
Right.
Lucy comes up to me, sweet little 8-year-old Lucy, and she says to me the words that I have wanted to hear my whole life as a, you know, as a parent. She said, "Mom, will you make up a Spice Girls routine for me and my friends
nice.
In the talent show?"
That's awesome.
And I wiped away a small tear.
That's awesome. You know, the last thing I will say in regards to girls is that with this movie, the torch has been passed. Obviously, Luke Skywalker's not going to be the main hero.
Because he's getting old.
Right. The main hero is a girl. And I think it's
phenomenal
to see a very strong, independent-willed woman who's going to be a Jedi.
Girl power. How many times have you seen it?
3.
You want to see it again? You can totally take Rocky and Lucy.
I would love to see it again.
You can take Honky. You want to be his date?
I'm in.
He only has one testicle. Is that
okay? That's fine. I've got
You've
two.
Got enough for both?
Yeah.
You're going to share?
We're batting 150 right now each.
Okay. You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show. When we come back, I got yelled at by a stranger over the weekend.
Welcome to the club.
It was really funny. So I'm going to tell you guys all about it. Gary's going to play a couple more birthday messages. And we have a hoverboard to give away. We're drawing that today. I can't believe I forgot to bring it up. So we will be back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Now I walk with a limp. In the hood and the ladies saying 50 you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But I live in New York, I'm sure to tell you I'm loco. And the plan is to put the rap game in the choke on. The Kelly Mano Show. The older she gets, the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown. Back once again. It's the Kelly Mano Show. The Kelly Mano Show is proud to welcome a new sponsor to the show. It is Thrive.
Yay.
So Gary and I both had a chance to experience Thrive over the last week because they make it for men and women. They've got so many products here. And basically, it is something that it's a weight loss. It does help with weight loss, but it also helps mainly with your energy. I ran into my friend Carol from high school. I'm like, you look great. How are you the same size we were in high school? And she told me all about this awesome product. As a matter of fact, it is so intense for some, you have to kind of ease into it. But it comes with capsules. It comes with these awesome shakes. Now, the shakes that they have, the great thing is it's not a meal replacement shake. So it's not like you're just eating or you're not drinking your meals. This is in addition to what you eat. And so, Gary, you took the one for men. What did you think of it?
I can tell you that I had a really big boost in my energy. Normally, under normal circumstances, about, 11:30 noon during the day
is when you start getting tired.
Is when I start to dip, yep, but mm-hmm. I didn't get that.
Yep.
With this, and I was able to kind of power through the rest of the day, and yeah, it definitely helps for sure.
And I love that their pills aren't too big because I'm not a big pill swallower. And the awesome thing, look at these patches. It's like a nicotine patch, but it's for energy, and so you can wear it.
Really?
Yeah, throughout the day. The funny thing is that the instructions said to put on a lean part of your upper body.
Well,
I was having a little trouble finding somewhere.
So your hand?
Yeah. I went with the forearm.
All right.
I've got like a rocking forearm muscle. No, Honky, don't put that on.
No, your upper body. Upper body.
Stop it. The Kelly Mano Show is proud to be brought to you by Thrive with Carol Johnson. And if you want to get in touch with Carol, you can give her a call at 618-531-5992. That's 618-531-5992. I'm also going to post all of her information at kellymano.com later today, as well as on the Kelly Mano Facebook page.
Ting drinking is very bad. Yo, I got a fake ID though. Yeah. Two-step with me. One, here comes the two to the three to the four. Everybody drunk out on the dance floor. Baby girl ass jiggle like she want more. Like she a groupie and I ain't even no tour. Maybe cause she heard that rhyme hardcore. Or maybe cause she heard that buy out the stores. Bottom of the night.
It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. I'm playing this song because they played this in the movie Sisters over the weekend. And I was reminded how much I love it. You need to go see that movie because I don't like ever trying to compliment myself, but my friend Donna, who saw it with me, it was like they based the Tina Fey character off of me. Like, only she was a little bit funnier because she has written lines. But if you go see the movie, I didn't know if Tina Fey could pull off a wild child character, but she's awesome. And it is the Kelly Mano Show birthday edition, Gary.
Yes!
And we are giving away a hoverboard. I am so scared to draw for this. This is like a $500 product. I've got a lot of friends in the drawing. So I think I'm going to have one of you guys draw. Then they can be mad at you.
All right.
We'll do that. We will do that in the next break. Gary, any birthday messages for me?
Yes, I have plenty of very good birthday messages.
All right, give me two more, and then we'll do two more on the way out.
All right. We will go with this one, which I know you will like.
Happy birthday, Miss Kelly Mano. Wishing you a beautiful, blessed year. All of our love from the Backus family, Kelly, David, and Stella, and all of the fur babies. You have such a beautiful spirit. I love your heart and your energy, and you're so much fun. And thank you for always capturing our family and for your beautiful craft of photography. Many, many more blessed years to you, and Merry, Merry Christmas, my dear. Happy birthday.
I love Kelly Backus.
Me too.
Love hockey. The Blues had a good weekend.
Damn right.
Yeah.
When's the last time we were able to say that?
I don't know.
Right?
It's been a few weeks.
I don't know. They had a good weekend. David's doing fantastic.
Yeah, he had a really good week.
Yeah, he did. So thank you to the Backus family.
Hey, Gary?
Yes, sir?
Maybe there's a theme there. You ought to, since we're talking hockey, roll with those.
Yeah, that was the...
Did Sidney Crosby call in?
Wayne Gretzky called, I'm punching somebody.
I got followed by another NHL player over the weekend. What was his name on Twitter?
I don't remember.
And I don't know him, so he's not related to the hockey players that I know.
Though I do want to mention real quick, you wouldn't know Sidney Crosby if he was standing feet away from you.
Yes, I do, because he got mumps last year, and I saw his picture, and he plays for the Penguins, and he's number 87, so kiss it.
I don't think you could pick him out of a lineup.
Yes, I could. Yeah. He's got dark hair and a big nose.
Oh, that that one.
Yeah, that guy.
I got to find the guy who followed me on Twitter. Pitchy. All right. Anyway, all right. Let's play another one.
All right. Here we go.
Happy birthday, Happy birthday, Kelly. Hope you have a perfect day. Love the aunt.
Nice.
And
it's Blues Edition.
It is the Blues Edition. I love Erica. I need to have her back on to co-host.
The Ots seem like they would be the type of people that you'd want to hang out with on a Saturday night just because they're goofy and funny and all.
They are, and they're really good friends with the Reeves family. And so they, nice. Yeah, they're good friends and good people. Do you have another one to play, or should we?
Speaking of that.
Uh-oh. Wait, do you have all of these people?
Happy birthday, Kelly. It's Alana Reeves. I just wanted to congratulate you on
you so
all of your
Shut
successes
up.
This year.
You're jealous.
And I hope today brings you all kinds of crazy.
She just sounds sexy, doesn't she?
Yeah,
she looks.
Sorry.
She looks like Kim Kardashian, but
she's
way nicer than her.
Well, that's not hard to do.
Like, imagine a nice Kim Kardashian, and that's what Alana looks like. So, well, thank you to all the sweet Blues wives. Now, does that mean, Gary, that you have their phone numbers now? Please do not call those sweet women. They will be getting the heavy breathers. No, Haas, stop. Do not give those numbers to anybody.
No, I actually
is David
like
there.
I actually like the fact that these people actually want to be my friends on Facebook and on Instagram.
Sure.
I'm not going to blow that. Thank you.
I know.
Just don't blow it for me.
I'm cool.
I need to have Erica back on. She was great. I mean, that girl was like born to be in radio. She's got all kinds of opinions.
Blues player info for Rockstar info.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Do you have the Spice Girls?
I could probably get it.
We'll see. I have a question. Over the weekend, I told you guys for my birthday, I went to see a movie. Is it frowned upon to throw a Xanax in someone's mouth while they're talking?
Yes.
It is? Okay, because
I
almost
I've wanted
did it.
To do it before, though.
I almost did it. This lady was like mid-sentence, and I thought, if I just throw it from here, can I get it in her mouth? And I decided not to. But I went to go see the movie Sisters with my friend Donna. And Donna and I don't get to hang out very much. And if we do, it's usually working. And it was my birthday. And
right.
So we purposely got to the movie like half an hour early so we can catch up.
Mm-hmm.
And so the previews are on and the lights are still on in the movie theater. And Donna and I are talking. We're having a normal conversation. I wasn't being super quiet. And I'm definitely kind of a loud talker. So
sure.
So I get that. But again, previews are on, lights are on, and we're in the laydown movies. So it's not like somebody's right next to me. There's a space and then another.
Were
you
getting the shh?
Oh, I got worse than that.
Oh.
So, you know, Don and I are talking about whatever, and then this lady four rows down. So the lights go out, and the first credit pops on the screen, like Tina Fey. And I know in my brain, okay, now it's time to be quiet.
Yeah.
Well, I leaned over to Donna to say one more thing. And this chick at the end of the aisle, this heifer, like, she jumped forward so quick, she almost spilled her popcorn and nachos, and she's like, hey, lady, the movie is starting now. This is when you be quiet. And,
wow.
I mean, like, yelled it to the point where the whole theater heard it. And, you know, I wanted to see the movie. I didn't want to fight with some lady I didn't know. And I'm like, okay, you got it. And, you know, I forgot about it and just enjoyed the movie.
Right.
Because I probably should have shut up. I mean, that's not the first time someone's told me I was loud.
I mean,
she probably didn't know I was going to shut up when the movie started. So whatever. I mean, I'm a big girl. I can take that. But then apparently after the movie was over, while I was getting my stuff together, the lady continued to talk bad about me. And so her and the person that she came with bonded with the two people next to them over how much they hated me. And so the other couple was like, thank you to the big fat lady that yelled at me. And she's like, this is the second time I've had to yell at somebody in a movie theater and I'm not scared to do it. And blah, 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 blah. And you know, luckily I didn't hear it. And I think Donna was glad that I didn't hear it either. But I really contemplated throwing a Xanax in her mouth from where I was. Have you ever been that mad that you just scream at somebody in public?
Actually, now that you mention it, I did yell nerd at somebody at Star Wars on midnight on
That's
Thursday.
That's like a given, though.
Oh, but wait.
That's like how you people greet each other.
Tori checked me.
Yeah.
Because the lights go down, the movie starts, and people start clapping for the song, and I go, nerds!
Oh, my God.
And Tori goes, honey, you're wearing a Darth Vader shirt. You have Star Wars shoes on. You have a Darth Vader watch and a Kylo Ren hat.
That is...
Shut up, all right?
The pot calling the kettle black.
kettle.
Yeah, so, but I didn't hear this, the people continue to talk bad about me.
You know what? That is someone who just has nothing better to do in their life. Like, it's one thing to be like, yo, shut up, the movie's coming. But once you quiet down, like, that's it. It's done.
And what happened to just saying, hey, excuse me, can you keep it down?
Right.
Like, when did we go straight to, like, screeching? The funny thing is when I was driving home, I was...
Now that social media is around, because there's no more, like... elevation of anger. It's
no.
Everything's cool. I'm going to murder you.
Well, on the way home,
that's it.
All I could think about was that lady had to have gone home and posted about me on Facebook.
Yes.
So if there is a listener out there that has a unattractive heavy woman as a friend who posted anything about, yelling at a lady in a theater on Saturday night.
What theater was it?
It was at St. Charles.
That's
like
my favorite
eight.
One.
And if the you AMC. Screenshot that and send it to me, I will give you $50. And I won't tell you that you told me who it was.
Yeah, we'll block out the names.
Because I'll go to her house with a megahorn, or what's it called, a bullhorn?
Yeah. Yep.
How about a live Elf on the Shelf?
That
well, here's the thing is like, there are too many people in this world who waste time being angry about things that don't matter anymore. Like, you made your point.
They don't.
And it was a valid point. Now, move on with life. Yeah. Don't spend the next week and a half being like, I told that woman who's boss.
Well, they were thinking about the whole movie. They were thinking about the whole movie until the end of the movie. Why, just
exactly. I forgot it. And like
enjoy
I
enjoy the movie.
No.
Yes.
And like I said, I don't have a problem that she told me to be quiet. People have been telling me to be quiet my entire life. That is nothing new. But the fact that after the movie, she continued.
Yeah, that's someone who really.
Well,
she was picking.
No kids. Okay.
When we,
that's a woman who needs to get laid.
Oh, yes, yeah. Very badly. And she also, cue the kid walking in the studio. well, and you know, when you act like that, you don't know who you're talking to. Because
no.
When we were in line, we were leaving.
I could have warrants. You don't know.
Well, Donna said, I was waiting for you to let her have it. And I said, I can't let her have it, Donna. I said, I have a loaded 6 hour in my bra. And when you take, well, you think about who you're talking to. When you, it made me think of the conceal and carry class I took years and years ago, and actually how good it was for me, because the Kelly man who was not carrying a gun would have been happy to like get in a shouting match with that woman. Mm-hmm. But they teach you in all of your classes that you have to be able to de-escalate any situation, which
yep.
is great for somebody like me. And our instructor actually said at one point, you have to be able to get shoved in a bar by a drunk a-hole and walk away and go home.
Yep.
You have to be able to get flipped off on the highway and not retaliate.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make really, really good decisions to be a responsible gun owner and not shoot somebody in a theater over popcorn, which somebody did a couple of years ago.
Yep.
I'm
do you have a short fuse?
No. Well,
I do.
I
do
think
you?
Here's the thing. I don't have a short fuse and I don't have a temper, but I have zero tolerance for stupid people.
Yeah.
And I cannot hide my facial emotions.
Right,
I can't fake. You know, it's just whatever is in my head comes out of my mouth. And it's never to be mean or bitchy, because I'm not like that woman who's proud to be a bitch.
Sure.
You
could tell that she was definitely proud.
Exactly.
Of it.
I think I'm a really nice person, but I also have no BS filter.
Right.
And so, yeah, so I'm a very responsible gun owner. But I had to explain to Donna why I wouldn't talk back to that lady.
I never knew that you packed.
Yeah, I do.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I took my conceal and carry class in 2013.
All
right. And then it was a really slow, gradual process because I didn't grow up with guns. I'm not comfortable with them. I'm still not comfortable with them. I mean, I'm responsible with them. And well, I guess I don't want to say I'm not comfortable with it. What I'll say is that I'm not a gun nut.
Right.
So you won't hear me talk about it all the time.
Oh, really funny, Kelly.
Yeah, sorry with the nut jokes. But, you know, be careful who you are cussing out in movie theaters. Because,
oh, for sure.
You know,
for sure.
You don't know what they're. And speaking of Facebook, unfortunately, I might have to go back on Facebook. I have been loving my Facebook vacation like a crazy person.
Oh, and you know what? In this coming year,
yeah.
Once January hits through September, the maddening effect that is the political election year is going to make me want to get away from it so much more.
And that's why I left, because I just thought I'll
the
come
amount
back
of verbal diarrhea and unchecked news stories.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I thought I would come back after the election next year. But I literally cannot get a hold of anybody. I was in the process of booking someone on this show. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I need to write her back. I'm like, we only communicated on Facebook.
Yep.
I've got a friend who is a travel agent who was helping me plan a vacation. I'm like, oh, I need to update her. I'm like, I don't even know how to get a hold of her.
Yep.
So the first problem is that I can't communicate with people. The other thing is that the show numbers did go down a little bit, you know, which I expected. Because if I'm not there to remind my 2,800 friends to watch the show every Monday, will they still do it? So I'm going to keep an eye on that. And then the other thing that sucks is that Facebook was linked to my Spotify. All my music's gone.
Oh, weak.
I'm dying. Like, I haven't had my Bieber playlist in, like, weeks.
Oh, my God. How do you survive?
Right. Well, I've got different playlists for different things. And, yeah.
No Biebs?
I mean, I'm definitely
not. Cancel Christmas. It's over.
Oh, I'm definitely not coming back before Christmas. But I can't get a hold of anybody. Show numbers are down a little bit, and I can't listen to Justin Bieber, and my life is falling apart. If you like the show, share the show, because that would help me. And if you like the show, for my birthday, go on iTunes and rate it.
If you like Justin Bieber, don't tell anybody.
No, well, unless you're me. Gary, do we have a couple more birthday messages to play before we go to break?
Yes, I have a couple more to play for you.
All right, let's hear them.
Just lost the one I was going to play. Horrible radio.
Good job, Gary.
All right, and you'll like this one. Both you and Honky will like this one.
Hello, Kelly. Vanilla Mike.
Hi, Vanilla.
I just wanted to call and wish you an extremely happy birthday. You are a constant source of entertainment to myself, my family, and anybody else who is on social media. Thank you so much for whoring your family out so we can all be entertained. You've been an amazing friend, seriously, and you're one of my favorite people on the planet. I hope you have an amazing birthday. Holla.
We should have people call and say nice things about me every show. This is so fun.
Daily affirmation.
I have one to play while Gary's pulling up his next one. Okay. All right. Since you kind of were just talking about this guy, so I thought the timing would be good. Hang on a second.
Sidney Crosby?
Oh, my phone.
Stupid buffering.
Oh, come on.
Okay, well, since I have my next one ready.
No, hang on.
I just wanted to say happy birthday. I hope it's a great one. Hopefully you're partying with all your friends, having a good time. I'm so unhappy I couldn't be there, but...
You are so stupid. You pulled a Justin Bieber clip off the internet.
Justin Bieber said happy birthday to you.
Oh, that is stolen audio from somewhere.
I bet you both carry guns in your bras.
Right. And we'll go ahead and follow that up with this one.
Is that Honky?
I appreciate
it. Oh, it's Rob Cutler.
I wish you the most happiest birthdays of all birthdays that are possibly able to be happy in any way. So happy birthday, Kelly Mano. Have a great day. Peace out.
All right. Thank you to my buddy Rob. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. I think we should come back and give away the hoverboard. Yeah! Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
Homeboy tripping, he don't know I got the gun. When they come to pop and we do this for fun. You ain't got one stick and you better run. Now I'm in the back getting you from my huns. Why she going down, I'm bragging on what I done. She smoking my stuff saying she ain't having fun. Chick, give it back, now you don't get none. Everybody in the club getting tips.
Kelly Mano Show.
She finally found a job
that doesn't require a bra. The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
No Limit Studios, what's up?
Who this is?
It's Rapper Forte. Who is this?
Oh, this P. Yeah, this P.
P?
Yeah.
P, let me hear you say, This ain't no motherfucking P.
Hang the phone.
Make them say,
You guys remember when Snoop Dogg joined the No Limit Soldiers for like 5 minutes and it was the most awkward thing that ever happened in the world?
Still not the dumbest thing he's ever done.
No.
Snoop Lion? No. That would top the list.
The No Limit Soldiers as a whole was the dumbest.
It was a quick collapse.
But do you know that's why I was named my name?
And that's why I'm playing the song for you.
Fun fact, putting all your money into a gold-plated tank, not a good investment.
Actually, gold went up. If he would have just waited like 10
years.
Yeah,
but don't put it on a tank.
It's my money and I need it now.
That's not really what you would like to call a liquid asset.
So.
at what were your mortgage?
Oh, Master P was when the No Limit Soldiers, yeah, which was really popular when Honky was in high school.
That's right.
And you were like one of the only white kids in your
correct
school.
Yeah.
And all the kids called you the No Limit Honky.
Correct.
And that's, you know, that's where you
it
got
came from.
That's
and
awesome.
Then I just shortened it to Honky, but yeah.
And so last time you were on the show, you had just gotten your testicular cancer diagnosis.
Right.
I know when you came over this morning, you were talking about how tired you were.
Right.
Because you've started chemo now.
I started chemo 2 days ago. I had my first chemo treatment.
That was your first one?
My first one. Carboplatin is what I had.
Right.
And is
it done through an IV?
It was, yeah, correct. They didn't give me a port or anything because as of right now, I only needed to get one because I was stage 1B. They'll check me in a couple of months, make sure everything's good. Hopefully everything goes well. I should be fine. I may not even lose my hair. So that's,
you know, there's
cool
women who pay to have that. Oh, no, not that hair.
Oh, right, correct, yeah.
Okay. I think that's a Brazilian.
Right.
See, I'm trying to think of the benefits, you know, of having one nut now.
Yes.
And possibly if I lose my hair. So, I mean, shampoo. And
you wouldn't have to buy any.
True. Well,
correct. So I went. And
if you glow in the dark, you won't need a nightlight.
See?
Are you doing radiation? Are you doing radiation?
Exactly. So I went and I did some stand-up about, you know, I'm trying to deal with all of this. So right now I'm in the middle of my Air Force training as well. I'm also an Air Force reservist, and I'm down in San Antonio, and I booked a show at a comedy club down there. And I listened to it on
SoundCloud, and
yes,
I liked it.
So I'm hoping, and I followed you back,
yeah,
and I'm hoping that some of the listeners maybe will go over there and take a listen to it and give me your thoughts. And I'm going to write more about it because that's my way of dealing with it. You know, it's been kind of hard to deal with.
You have to find a way to laugh through most things.
What's the easiest way for people to get a hold of you?
So, of course, my Facebook, facebook.com/BJHonky.
Okay.
And then if they go to my SoundCloud, soundcloud.com, and then type in BJ Lange, L-A-N-G-E, you'll see my testicular cancer benefits. This is a clean version of it. Of course, I wrote it a little bit more risque, but this is a clean version of it. And you'll get to see how I'm dealing with it. Because now that I've gone through chemo, like, I've already written a bunch of stuff about that. And
well, we're really proud of you. And I'm glad you're home. And you're welcome at the Mano House anytime. Like, if you ever need a place to stay, like, we got so many beds here. And none of these damn kids sleep in their own bed.
Jimmy, make me some of those pizza bagels. I'm staying over.
Libby,
Ma, the meatloaf.
Libby Lou's room is pink and smells like cupcakes. And the pig will snuggle with you.
I'm moving in.
That's perfect.
And do you have a plug? Are you teaching improv while you're home?
I am. Of course I am. I love improv comedy, of course. I'm always teaching at Second City in Hollywood. I'll be back there in probably May when I finish my my tech training and get back to my normal life. But while I'm here until Saturday, the 2nd of January, I'm going to be teaching a class at the Gas Lamp Theater in St. Louis. That's Saturday the 26th from 6 until 7:30. It's a $10 suggested donation whether you have improv experience or you don't. And you want to reach out to my friend Mike McGuire to reserve your spot, 314-707-4780.
I loved him when he was on the Cardinals.
Yes. He was so good.
That's
Mark McGuire.
Oh!
Mike McGuire, 314-707-4780, Saturday the 26th at the Gas Lamp Theater. There's also a musical improv workshop being taught by Bob Baker, a buddy of mine before that. So call up Mike and talk to him and come and just watch some improv or come play. And improv's
awesome.
My heart and soul. So
it is. And you're so good at it. Do you ever teach kids classes?
I do.
You know Lucy's going to be coming to sleep on your couch in a few years because
she
is my
to.
Little actress.
Right.
And I'm already looking for connections of places I can stay. So speaking of Lucy, she is going to draw for the hoverboard.
Oh, man.
Do we have a drum roll?
Are you ready, Lucy?
I don't think we have. We're going to have to do our own drum roll. Uh-uh, don't touch.
And the winner is?
Well, first of all.
Chris Frank. Yay!
You did not even enter. So
I didn't think I was allowed to.
So, you know. We're trying to spread the word of the show. I mentioned earlier today that we are on iTunes now and that the only thing that I want for my birthday is for my listeners to go rate me on iTunes. Just go to the iTunes store on your phone and click the Kelly Mano Show or search and you'll find it. And so in part of spreading the word about the show, I had people enter this contest by writing how much they love the show on their face and posting it on social media. And so somebody is going to be very, very happy. I am currently shaking. I have a lot of friends
just, if
in
you
this
win,
drawing.
Just don't plan on taking it on a plane.
Oh, yeah, we should have played the hover. Did you guys watch Saturday Night Live over the weekend? No. It was all about hoverboards blowing up. And yeah, so if you're the winner, you're going to have to sign a lengthy agreement that says you will not sue me if it burns down your house.
Right, if you go on vacation and your hoverboard does not make it.
Yes, exactly. So we are going to draw the winner now. So we're going to do a drum roll. Honky, do you want to read the name? I don't even want to touch this jar because I am I got too many people in this cup.
Your daughter will reach her hand in.
All right.
And I will read it.
Lucy, pick out one name only and hand it to Honky. Drum roll, please. The winner of the hoverboard
is
Ms. Tammy Poyter.
Hooray!
So Tammy is the mom of the goalie on Rocky's hockey team.
No kidding.
Yeah. So how excited is Noah going to be to find out that he won the hoverboard? Rocky, do not tell him on Instagram. Is Noah on Instagram?
I don't know.
God, Rocky knows nothing. He's the most oblivious, sweet little kid. But he had a great weekend of hockey. You played great yesterday, buddy.
I did?
Yeah.
I did.
Are you sure you're not the one with the concussion?
Rocky loves sports, but he's very, like, non-passionate about it. Because if they win, like, if
squeeze
they...
Squeeze Rob Gronkowski.
Well, he just wants to play.
Yeah, he just wants to play, and he wants. He like. I think he likes being in the locker room and hanging out with buddies more than anything else. Because they'll like lose a game like 6-5, and I'll go in the locker room, and kids are crying and breaking sticks, and Rocky's like, "What are we having for dinner?" Like no effect on him, like zero. So, anyway, Tammy Poyter is winning the hoverboard.
Good job, Tammy!
Woo! Yay!
We have a lot more show left. I think this is going to be a long one.
All right.
I feel like I got a lot more to talk about. I got a lot in the tank. So we'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
The Kelly Mano Show. The princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Radio Show is proud to welcome another sponsor to the radio show. It is Pueblo Nuevo. Oh, that was really annoying. Pueblo Nuevo is a Mexican restaurant in Hazelwood, Missouri. We love going to Pueblo. They have the best food. They have the best service. And they were voted best Mexican restaurant in St. Louis in the Riverfront Times in the STL issue.
How have I not been there yet?
You have not been there yet?
Nope.
We should totally go after the show.
All right.
Like, I love little Mexican places.
Me too. I love Mexican
And they food. Don't get much better than Pueblo. And the great thing is that they're doing a Kelly Mano giveaway. So I think Gary knows more about this than I do. But I believe that if you tell them that you heard about Pueblo on the Kelly Mano radio show, do you get a free sopapilla dessert?
That is absolutely 100% correct.
That is
nice.
That is my favorite dessert ever. The sopapilla, it's like a like a crispy flour fried thing, a tortilla with ice cream and cinnamon and all kinds of great stuff. They also have a holiday special. It is not too late to get in. Get a gift card, a stocking stuffer. Pueblo Nuevo Mexican Restaurant in Hazelwood is also located online at PuebloNuevoSTL.com. And as always, we will link to that from our website at KellyMano.com. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in today. It is my birthday. Don't forget, the only thing that I've asked for as a present is for you to go on iTunes.com and rate the show. Tell everybody how much you love it. And Gary, do you have a couple more birthday messages that you want to play for me?
Yeah, I've got a couple more good ones
Let's
for you.
Keep them rolling.
All right.
It's the best day ever.
I know, right?
Hey, Mom, it's me, Rocky. I just want to say happy birthday. And my next game, I'm going to get in a crazy fight with somebody. I'm going to out of their face. I just wanted to let you know that I love you and happy birthday.
Yeah, that's my son. His birthday present to me is he's going to get in a hockey fight in the next game.
Oh, okay. I missed the middle of that. I just heard, happy birthday, Mom. I'm going to beat the crap out of somebody's face. I was like, this escalated quickly.
Oh, God. All right. Play another one.
Here we go. We'll just stick with the theme.
All right. Let's hear the other kiddos.
Hi, Mommy.
It's Libby.
Happy birthday.
What's your name?
Mary Rick.
Say it again.
Mary Rick.
Here, Bogo.
Happy birthday to you. I really love you. You live in a zoo and smell like some poo.
Thanks, Lucy.
Lovely.
Oh, my.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, that is my sweet family with the birthday messages.
Now, there's one more. This one, I don't recognize the number. I don't know who it is.
Is it like out of the country?
Yeah.
There's 001 in front of it.
I've gotten calls like that before, and it was from like Japan.
Yep.
It was actually over the hoverboard. Okay.
All right. So we're gonna try this one and see how it sounds.
Okay. We want a hoverboard.
I love this song. Oh, hang on. Hey, Sally. Hey, it's your husband, Jimmy. I just wanted to say happy birthday. Hang on a second. Yeah, I'll take a number 5.
Is he at Taco
number
Bell?
5. I would like extra cheese. Hang on a second. Help. I'd like extra cheese with that. I'd like that to be supersized. I'll make the drink a large Coke. And,
is it bad that I didn't recognize his voice? I had no idea who it was.
That's awesome.
All right, thanks. All right. Sorry about that. What was I saying? So it's your birthday. And I wanted to say happy birthday to you and that I love you. Hang on, I got to give the lady the money. Hang on a second. Here you go.
We eat too much fast food.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Sorry, picking up a little lunch. Just going to say...
the longest message ever.
Happy birthday. And
he's so stupid.
Sorry. Someone just cut me off. All right. This is just a horrible message. All right. I'm sorry. Love you. Bye.
God. He is the most long winded person on the planet. Thank you to my sweet family for all of the birthday wishes. I appreciate them greatly. I cannot wait to hear the rest of them throughout the show. So. Haas, do you know what Amy Schumer, Ronda Rousey, and Donald Trump have in common?
I'm actually fans of all three of them.
Yeah. Huh. Honky, do you know what they have in common? They all made their hair. They all made Barbara Walters' 23rd annual 10 Most Fascinating People in 2015.
Oh, I could get that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Big years for all three.
Yep. And so just kind of running down her list here, Amy Schumer, you know, love her. Now, I hope Amy Schumer...
You know what? Had it not been Star Wars weekend and I had not already bought tickets, I would have gone and seen her Friday.
Oh, I know. I wanted to go see her, too. I didn't have a chance.
I think she's fascinating.
I hope she does not pull a Melissa McCarthy and just start doing like 20 junk movies a year. Yes. God, how did Melissa McCarthy mess up so quickly?
Well, look, I've never been a Melissa McCarthy fan. I think she was great the first time when she was called Chris Farley.
It's the truth.
I get it. I get it. You're a big person who can do physical humor. That's awesome. We saw it in the 90s.
But she was hysterical in Bridesmaids.
Never seen it.
You haven't?
I refuse to see it, mainly because of her.
Oh, she was great in it. You would love her.
Honestly, I'm not a, what's the chick's name from Saturday Night Live?
Kristen Wiig.
I'm not a Kristen Wiig fan.
Yeah, I like Kristen Wiig. And, you know, Melissa McCarthy was hysterical, but then she just junk movie after junk movie.
She did what I think a lot of those comedians do. And you saw, you know, Jim Carrey did it for a while.
Yes.
Will Ferrell did it for a while. It's like, I can make the same character in 40 different scenarios and just bankroll them all.
But people get sick of that.
Well, people get tired of it now because there's more options.
Look at Adam Sandler. That guy cannot make a good movie to save his life.
The last real good movie he made is, I would say, Click.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
It was good. Click was good. Imagine a very updated modern version of It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, I stopped watching him right around like Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds was brilliant.
Yeah, I saw Mr. Deeds.
Big Daddy. Was that before or after Big Daddy?
That was
after Big Daddy. I liked Big Daddy too.
Yeah.
So also on the list, Tracy Morgan. Now,
okay, just I'm assuming because of the car accident.
Sure, yeah, I mean that was a pretty big ordeal.
Yep.
Some ballet dancer I don't know, Bernie Sanders, Donna Karen. I don't know why she made the list. I think she left her company or something. Ronda Rousey, obviously everybody talked about her all year
long. I love her.
Yeah, did you see she's gonna have a rematch?
Yeah, doesn't surprise me.
We should have a party over here.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
You know, and the thing with Ronda Rousey is I would say that she is the most relevant. I won't say best, I'll say most relevant public imaged fighter since Mike Tyson.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely.
As far as the commercial appeal and everything else. And say what you know, I know that a lot of the true fighters, especially the female fighters, have a thing against her because she has such the positive image.
Right.
But there's nothing wrong with being able to be good at your sport and attractive.
She is also a huge Star Wars fan. Did you
A huge sci-fi, nerd.
I could see that. I could
see that. She showed up at WrestleMania last year with the Dragon Ball Z shirt, and that's way above my nerd level.
Yeah.
But my buddy Jason, like, nerdgasmed everywhere.
I have the DX crotch chop shirt. Does that make you happy?
That's pretty awesome.
I wore it to Rocky's school and didn't realize that it had their naked butts on the back. I learned that really quick.
Yeah, Rhonda's a huge sci-fi nerd. Like, she goes to Comic-Con every year.
Yeah. Donald Trump also made the list. Now, Bradley Cooper made the list. And did you guys hear what Barbara Walters said to him?
Mm-mm.
I cannot wait until I am an old lady like Barbara Walters and can say whatever I want. Because I think with age, you get a little more courage. So while interviewing Cooper for her special, the 86-year-old Walter said that she, like many, has a bit of a crush on the Oscar-nominated star. You know, Bradley Cooper, he's been in The Hangover, handsome guy. She said to him this, "I could just sit and stare at you, but that would be a waste of time. But I wanted to let you know, I find you very screwable."
All right.
Wow.
That takes a lot of, that's pretty hardcore for an woman to say.
And then she said, "I think you're handsome, and I think you are sexy."
She's not wrong on any account.
No, she's not. But doesn't that make you excited to be a really old person?
I mean, I think there's nothing wrong with being able to admit that someone's attractive, whether regardless.
But she didn't. She said, "I could sit and look at you, but that would be a waste of time. You're screwable."
Right. I mean, regardless of age or gender, there's such a taboo on being able to talk about,
right.
You know, like, look, man, I am 100% as straight as an arrow, but I can sit here and tell you Bradley Cooper's a good looking dude.
Yeah, my husband thinks he's really good looking too. I'm not so much into the Bradley Cooper.
No, not your type.
No, but I love John Cena, and he's been in the last two big comedies I've seen.
I am not a fan. However, speaking of Amy Schumer, I thought his part in Trainwreck was hysterical.
Awesome.
Yeah, he was great.
I loved it. And then, so do you guys have any guesses who Barbara Walters' number one was?
Of the year?
Of 2015, the most fascinating people. It's actually quite easy.
You know, I think I know who it is, and it's gonna bother the bejesus out of me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be Bruce Jenner.
That's what I thought.
It's Caitlyn Jenner.
Until it gets cut off, it's Bruce.
How do you know it's not cut off?
He said it's not cut off.
But that was months ago. He could have done it yesterday.
All right. Well, when that happens, he's Caitlyn. I just want to say, ladies, I'm not saying that guys do everything better, but we even won Woman of the Year from you.
Yeah. I mean, the I was really interested in the Bruce to Caitlyn transition, and I started watching her show on E, and it turns out, like, she's just a really boring, normal person.
Yep.
Like, there's really nothing exciting about her. She's not, take her away from the Kardashian white trash circus, and she's a really normal, like, just down-to-earth person.
You know, I think that the fact that we're in a time where we can have a show or even, you know, sort of a discussion about this where he, or I guess she now, mm-hmm. can go through this process out in public is fascinating.
It really
because
is.
Because I would venture to say even 10 years ago, Bruce Jenner just would have faded into oblivion and you never would have heard anything again.
Yeah.
And then maybe 15 years or so later, Caitlyn would have shown up.
Right.
You know, I have friends of all different orientations. I haven't had anyone who's gone down this journey.
No, uh-uh.
But I think that the fact that we can be in a place where, you know, we can not only understand but appreciate and even to a degree celebrate what Bruce/Caitlyn
right.
is going through speaks volumes of where we as a society are heading.
Yeah, and I don't even think you have to understand it. I mean, the way that...
You're right, you don't, because it's not your journey.
That's how I try, as my kids get older and we're explaining things to them, I'm like, you just love everybody. You don't ever be mean to somebody for what they are, who they are. It doesn't mean you agree with it. It doesn't mean that you understand it or that, I'm like, you're allowed to have questions in your
Absolutely.
Head. Just love everybody. Be nice to everybody. I think Caitlyn Jenner is a cool chick. I don't think she's fascinating, though.
No.
I think she's actually pretty boring. I mean, she did a cool thing this year, and, you know...
I think what's fascinating is the fact that everything that surrounds and what it represents.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily her.
Right.
I think it's the fact that it's fascinating that we can have this discussion and it's not met with a million, I don't want to talk about that.
Exactly. I mean, I think it's fascinating that, I mean, she's kind of pretty for, you know.
I did it.
I mean,
I would 100%. I would 100% put everybody else on that list on that list.
Though. Yeah, no, I think
and
everybody.
I think Amy Schumer. This has definitely been her year. I've been a fan of hers for a few years since she started the Comedy Central roast circuit as a relatively unknown.
Yeah, see, I didn't know any of that.
She did it. I forget which was her first one, and I had no idea who she was. I just remember thinking, wow, that's a gorgeous girl. And then she was hysterical, like,
yes,
killed it.
And please don't lose weight. Oh, my God. If she comes out looking like a lollipop in a year, I will be so disappointed.
No. The photo that she did with, was it Annie Getz?
Annie Leibovitz,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Yeah. That is what a woman looks like.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's 100% what a woman
I show
looks
my
like.
Daughters all the time. I'm nearly a nudist at home because I'm like, hey, girls, this is what a woman's body is going to look like, not in the magazines. And so Amy did great. I just know a lot of times when they get that new fame and they're on the rise, they either make a billion crap movies or they lose all this weight and you don't even recognize them.
I think her imperfections has what is part of what has led to her fame. Oh. And I think if she changed her image, it would destroy what she's built.
I think people do it.
I agree, but I think she has built her fame based on being the every woman. Like, you know, she doesn't pretend like she doesn't burp.
As a comedian honky, do you love her as much as we do?
Yes, and I'll tell you one thing. She came and surprised a buddy of mine, my buddy Jeremiah Watkins, who I went to Iowa with.
Was that the Marine? Oh, no, go ahead. I was thinking of something else.
My buddy Jeremiah was doing opened for Louis C.K. at the Comedy Store. So
he
got me tickets, right? I never seen Louis C.K.
Yeah.
But right after Jeremiah did his set, Amy just happened to be there. Of course, Louis was like, please come on up. And she tried out some new material. I'm telling you guys, she was just off the cuff with this new thing. And I don't want to ruin it in case you haven't seen her set.
Yeah.
I was dumbfounded. It was absolutely mind-blowing to see her connect with the audience. And in an improvised moment, something they were talking—they were talking about Jesus. That's all I'm going to say.
That's
and it
fantastic.
Was hysterical.
I love
she's
her.
Brilliant. She's fantastic.
I think she could have been number one on that list. Yeah. Her Donald Trump could have easily been most fascinating.
Good for her.
All right. Well, we'll be right back. We got another break to do. This is the longest show we've ever done.
Nice.
It's because it's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Kelly!
Oh, you are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show. We will be right back.
Kelly Mano Show.
Come on!
Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show. It is my birthday, which means I can play anything I want. Where did my staff go? Everybody's gone. Except for Gary. Yeah, Honky's got to go. Don't forget he's in town for 2 weeks. He's looking for a hot date. If you would like to go on a date with Honky to see Star Wars, send us an email. We're not kidding. It's heykelly@kellymano.com.
That's right.
You
I'm
know?
Rocking that one battery lightsaber.
Honky, everybody knows you have one ball. Okay. You don't have to tell everybody every time. You are more than just your one ball. You know that, right?
I know. I'm teaching an improv class, too. Saturday the 26th. Yeah, Jimmy.
It's not the number of balls you have. It's what's in it that counts.
Oh, speaking of which, how did we not talk about you freezing your sperm yet?
Oh man.
Okay, hang on.
I need to tell you this
story. Okay, do you have like 5 more minutes?
Yes, because I have to tell you, no one's going to believe. I don't even want to put on headphones. Like, this is so ridiculous.
Okay, hang on. We're going to play a couple of birthday messages,
okay.
And I want to come back and hear about what the process is like to freeze your sperm. All right. All right, Producer Gary, you got a couple more birthday messages?
I do.
All right.
Hi, this is your mom, Kelly.
Mom.
I'm calling to tell you happy birthday. Just remember, and I had a pain in my butt for the last couple of days, and it made me think of you. I don't know why. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you that you and your brother, Cindy, and Alyssa, and all the grandkids are the center of my world, and I love you so much.
Told you she was going to cry.
Happy birthday. Have a good one. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
I love you, Mommy. Aw. I knew from the minute she started talking she was going to cry.
All right. Let me see here. Let me get the next one up that I want.
I have an awesome family.
Awesome, yeah, this one will work.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Cal. Hey, you have always been my best friend.
That's my brother.
You are an awesome man to my kids, and I am proud to be your brother. I wish you the very happiest of birthdays and many happy ones to come.
He's so formal. God, I need to go make his reindeer hump this weekend.
All right, we'll do one more real quick here. One more real quick. Where are you? And there you are. Here we go.
Hi, Kelly Marie.
Oh, crap.
This is your Aunt Jamie calling to wish you a very happy birthday. I remember the day you were born as if it were yesterday. I remember waiting at work, hoping that your mother was going to call me to say it's time and I could leave work early. But no, not you. You were on Kelly Tiny even then. I should have known when your mother was in the labor and she ripped your father's chest hair out that you were going to be a firecracker. You marched to the beat of your own drum. You always have and you always will. From beauty pageants to talent shows,
we're not
you were making Grandpa now pay when he used to curse. You were always out to change the world one day at a time.
Now she's going to cry.
And I love you for it. Happy birthday.
Oh, this was the best idea ever. Because, I mean, you think about your family. Like, my Aunt Jamie really was there when I was born.
Right.
You know, and my mom said that I came out face first screaming and yelling. And really, I haven't shut up since then. So someone like that who's known me my whole life. I love my Aunt Jamie so much. I love my mom. I love my brother. I love them all. So thank you for the birthday messages. We got a couple more to play towards the end of the show. But we need to talk about honky sperm. Honky?
Yes, it's the most important thing on the planet right now.
So you most recently, like, froze your sperm.
I did.
So
well,
you make an appointment with the sperm bank.
So well, here's what happened. So it was my choice to do chemotherapy, and I know that one of the side effects of doing chemotherapy is possible infertility. So I want to have kids sometime.
Right.
Hopefully I'm 35. I don't have anything really that serious going on right now. So I want to plan for the future. And so the doctor said, well, we'll set you up. Unfortunately, my employment right now, they don't cover that.
Wow.
So I have to pay for that out of pocket. I'm in San Antonio right now for training, and I had to get a car and go to Austin, and I went to this cryogenic bank and all that stuff, which that's a whole nother story, like going into the building and like.
Okay. So in the days leading up to your specimen donation.
Yep.
Do you not partake in any sorts of activity so that you have a really good
Are
donation?
You allowed to crank them out?
Like, do you try to save the good ones?
All right. Well, let me tell you, because I had no idea. Because I've never done this, nor have I ever even thought about it. I mean, all we know as most guys is like, oh, there's going to be TV and there's magazines. Like, that's all I knew.
Right.
So
there is TV and magazines?
All right. So he walks me into the room, and this is like, I don't want to talk trash on it. By the way, I want to give a shout out to Liv Strong, who helped me pay for some of that. So
they did.
Awesome.
That's
Thank
Lance
you,
Armstrong's yeah, totally organization. Awesome. That's really cool.
It was like $1,200, so I only had to pay half of that.
Amazing.
So that was really nice. Thanks, Liv Strong.
This sounds like a joke, but I'm actually serious.
Yes.
Is this $1,200 per donation or like $1,200 throughout the course? Like, if you
Great
do a
question.
Donation and they go, hey,
yeah.
there's really nothing in here
no
worth
good
keeping.
Swimmers.
So, Haas, here's how it works. They have to do an analysis, make sure that everything that, you know, I'm not shooting blanks before
right.
I get my chemo. So they're going to do an analysis and all that stuff. Then they're going to freeze it and then for the year. So it was total like $1,200 at the place I went to. I only had to pay half of that. Livestrong covered the other half. So that's just for the year.
Right.
So anything beyond that, then like I'm going to have to continue to pay to keep
it.
So
it's like a storage unit?
Correct.
Yeah. Wow, yep. I got space in my freezer if that gets too expensive.
Well, I appreciate that. Maybe I was just hoping maybe like Walt Disney was right next to me.
There you go.
Oh, that's awesome. Right. Did they keep his head?
Your junk in his head right next to his head.
Right? Perfect. Bam.
So when you go in, do they ask you what kind of magazines you want?
So here's what it
what
was.
What if you go in
it was
like,
a very,
I need Barnyard Beefcakes.
It was a very executive office, like clinical kind of setting. But
sterile.
Well,
there's no candles and mood music, I'm sure.
It was very 19, like the office is very like 1980s. I'm serious.
Wow.
Like it wasn't a nice, I can't talk that much trash on it because, you know, they might be listening or whatever, but it was decent. And so I go into the room and the guy shows me, here's where you can sit. Please put down a little pad if you're going to take your pants off and sit and like do
right.
your thing. But he goes, oh, by the way, when you're done, I need you to fill out the label that you're going to put on the cup. All right. Now this is the kicker. All right. I did the whole hour long thing with him before, and no one told me anything 2 days when I made my appointment before about anything that I needed to do. So I got to give you that preface right there.
Okay.
And he goes, fill out this label. And then the last one is the hours of abstinence since your last ejaculate.
Okay.
All right. Didn't know that was going to be a problem. Did not know.
45 minutes.
Right. So he goes,
like, knock one out before I got in the car.
Dude, he goes, Mr. Lang, how long has it been? And I said, well, what time is it? He goes, 12:30. And I was like, all right, well, 7:30, 8:30, 9, 10, 11, 12. I said, 5 hours. Because, now here's why. Because of what I'm doing right now, we don't have a lot of time on our own. This is true. Like, I'm not making this up. I'm not trying to be funny. I just wanted to have... This just happened to be the one time where I had some free time in the morning to be able to beat one out.
You
so
are
I did.
Sure. No, I get no, it.
Honestly.
I travel a lot for work.
Oh,
I understand.
God.
So you get it.
I'm losing the show.
So
you're so greedy. Two in one day.
Oh, my God. So I did it.
Just two?
So, right?
Come on. I work from home.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I need a girl on the show.
So I did it. Right? And then he goes, well, 5 hours. Like, he seemed kind of impressed. And then he goes, but that's not good. And then I was like, holy crap. Remember, I drove all the way from San Antonio to Austin.
No.
He goes, you need to give yourself 48 hours to make the best sperm cells possible so you can get the best donation. And I was like, this is it, because I get my chemo in 2 days, and this will push back everything that I've already planned
right up.
And I said, no pun intended, like, I'm going to go give it my best shot. I have no choice. And so I did.
Well said.
But, yeah. And so he did open up. And
everything worked okay?
Yeah, I gave 1.3 milliliters. Your average is, I think, 2.1.
Okay.
So, but they were able to get two vials of the four that they hoped for. And I will say that my motility is higher than most men, even though I only had one nut.
Well, I guess so. You're all hyper right as hell, so I'd only assume that your sperm
would
just be
like... Well, I know what you're gonna ask, 'cause I know that, like, in, like, legitimately, with guys, there's a dominant one. And
correct.
Did you keep the dominant one or the recessive one?
Well, here you go. I didn't know this
know
either. Did you know... that they go back and forth, that they alternate. So
wait,
one nut does one.
Are you talking about your balls?
Yeah.
There's a
dominant one and a recessive.
They go back and forth.
Like
so one shoots and the other one shoots, and
a...
one shoots and the other one shoots. So I never knew that. So even though I have one,
just
now
like a gun.
It does both.
It's like a
left
double
barrel,
holster.
Right. Barrel.
Right. That's
so, but
that's
your donation has been made.
It has been. I'm just hoping that everything is good because of the quantity wise.
Right.
It's. I had
quality,
to get
your
that's
little
right
honkies
exactly
are frozen
they
in
are
a bank in Texas.
Saying, oh,
that's right.
Next to Walt Disney's head.
Hopefully.
And you are hoping to turkey base them into the right girl in the next couple of years,
correct,
right?
Yeah. There's a couple of options that I have, the doctor said. So.
All right. Well, honky, we love you. I know you have to get
thank
going
you
to go see your dad. But yeah, so if any of the ladies out there want honky sperm,
yeah,
in them, I mean,
if anyone is interested in honky and possibly a Christmas turkey,
I could do this a lot cheaper with a turkey baster.
It's true.
We just need the girl, you know. So
probably some roofies. if we're working on this short of a schedule.
Do you have any connections to Bill Cosby? He could hook you up with some good stuff.
Where's he been putting it? Put it in the wrong places.
That's right.
All right. We have got to play a couple more birthday messages here. And then we are going to sign off from the show. And we're going to play the rest of them out because, Gary, you've got a lot left, right?
Well, yeah, we do. But I want to play two or three.
Who knew I was so loved?
I want to play two or three.
I know it.
Two or three that are really kind of important.
Okay, let's go ahead and play those.
All right, we will start with...
And then we'll sign out the show, but then we'll play all of them as we're going out so that I get a chance to hear. All
right, here we go. Here's this one.
Hello, it's Thelma O'Rear. Aww. Wishing Kelly Manow a very happy last birthday. Honey, you remember, keep that top button buttoned and keep those legs together. All right? Happy birthday to you. And remember, Cal, you can't be a beacon if your light
don't shine. I love you, Steve. Thank you so much.
All right.
That
and
was awesome.
We'll just go ahead and go to the other end of that.
All right. This has got to be DC.
You know what I'm doing with this here, Jim? I'm not going to just do this all the time. Your wife, you're going to have to tell her. You're going to have to eventually tell her about it. No. Okay, because I can't keep being the other woman or man. Or I know it's her birthday. That's why I'm doing it. Happy Happy birthday, Kelly Mano. Happy, happy birthday to you. And there, Jim, are you happy? Did I do it right? God.
Did you have to, like, force him at gunpoint to do this?
All right.
Oh, thank you.
This one is definitely not children friendly, so.
He can't hear anyway. He doesn't have on headphones.
Oh, well, no, he can hear it.
He can hear it because it's on speakerphone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's why you're here, Hoss. You help me work out the scientific stuff.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Kelly, it's your good friend, Addison Clark, and I just wanted to tell you happy birthday, and I hope it's the happiest birthday you've ever had since Bing Crosby sat there with Danny motherfucking J. Hallelujah, and holy shit.
Where's the Tylenol?
You know, you can buy the moose glasses now.
I saw that at the store. Do you want to do one more before we sign off? Or
no, we can roll them out as we're signing off.
All right. So I just want to thank everybody for all of your awesome phone calls. We're going to keep playing them out here. I want to thank Haas for co-hosting with me today.
Hooray.
This makes like the fourth
Number
or fifth time.
Five
I don't know.
Or six, I think.
This is our 20th show today. Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
20 shows.
20 shows. And, you know, as always, I say, if you like the show, share the show.
Yep.
That's how people know to come and listen. And don't forget, my only birthday wish is that you all go on iTunes and rate the Kelly Mano Show. I can see if you rate me because there's a spot to put in your name, and I will give you a long uncomfortable hug next time I see you if you rate me on
that's a two-hander hug.
That Yay. Is a two-hander hug. Just don't mind the 6 hour in my bra. We are gonna sign off for today, but we are gonna be back next week, next Monday, with another awesome show. Congratulations again to our hoverboard winner.
Yay!
Very jealous of you.
How I know, right? I'm not letting you ride it.
No, I would break my ass.
There really is a weight limit. It's like 220.
And I'm 7 foot tall. My center of gravity is far too high.
Somebody asked me the other day if you were really 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
I hate to tell them that you're actually a little person. Yeah. Wouldn't that be funny? All right. So we're going to put out these birthday messages. Thank you guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. And I love you for listening. And I'll see you guys next week.
What's up, K to the Ellie? Happy birthday from your man, Jordan Sloan.
Hi, baby.
Yeah.
That was Jordan of Clockwork. Very handsome man. All the ladies are chasing him, and I got the message.
Hey, Kelly Mano. It is the Becker.
Hi,
your
Beck.
Favorite co-host from the Kelly Mano Show.
Liar.
I
want
to wish you a happy birthday since you quit on Facebook and you can't get all that Facebook love. Now you gotta be voicemail love. We gotta bug your producer Gary and tie up his voicemail and leave long annoying messages.
I know we have to talk to each other again.
Anyway, I'm drunk on bacon grease right now, but I hope you're having a great, great birthday. And I assume that you'll be back on Facebook by the second week of January. Because you're gonna miss it. You know all about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And all those good, fun people.
Love you, Becker.
All right, girl. Have a great birthday.
Aw, thanks, Becker.
Hi, this message is for Kelly. This is Susan, the pukey.
Sue.
Wishing you a happy birthday. Hope you have a wonderful day. And we need to go out and celebrate. So we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Sue's the one that got thrown up
on it. Oh, I remember.
Hi, Kelly. I just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I had so much fun with you at the movie last night. I can't believe Donna. How much we laughed our butts off. And sorry I didn't call you earlier. I was in church cleansing my mind and my eyes of all the amazing and crazy and horrible things that we saw in that movie last night. They were super hilarious. And then at the same time, I had to repent because you know me. But I hope you're having such a great day. I just wanted to tell you I love you and happy birthday.
She's the Tina Fey to my Amy Poehler.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
it's
birthday
Lose.
To you. Happy birthday, my good little buddy, Jelly. Happy birthday to you. Hopefully someday we can get out and do a stanky leg.
I knew he was going to bring up the stanky leg. Love you, Lois. Come be on the show. My door is always open.
Hey,
I just wanted to call and wish Kelly Mano a very happy birthday tomorrow.
Hi, Jody.
You're one of my closest friends, and I love you dearly. Hope you have a good day. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, girl.
Happy birthday to
Is that the Harris's? Aw, thank you so much. I love the Harris family.
And that is it.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Oh, wow. I thought we had a lot more to get through. I didn't even play my Spice Girls song yet. So thanks again to everybody for listening to the show. And thanks for the birthday messages. I'll talk to you guys next week.
The Kelly Mano Show.